Acts chapter 6. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verses 3 and 4. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, can you imagine such a scene? Even after Easter, after Ascension Day, seeing the Lord rise, after Pentecost, after all the rejoicing and wonderful hours of instruction at the risen Savior's feet, after all of that, there were still difficulties in the early church, among early Christians. Some of the troubles came from persecution, from the outside, but some came from material things in their own midst. For even while God causes all things to work together for good, for His children, Satan is trying to take those blessings and turn them into trouble, especially at a place like ILC. Ananias and Sapphira took the giving, the wonderful, heartfelt giving of those early days, and tried to make a show of it, even lying about it. And now we hear that there was more trouble in the congregation in chapter 6. Even when many might still remember Jesus standing before them in the flesh, when the glow of that first Easter was still bright on the horizon. This time the trouble was over the offerings that were distributed among the poor widows. We too still meet difficulties from outside and from within, don't we, as we try to spread the good news of Jesus' forgiveness and peace. That's why on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning, even after we have confessed our sins and been assured of God's forgiveness for Jesus' sake, we may still call out to Him, "Lord, have mercy upon us." In those days, the welfare department was centered in the temple. So when someone began worshiping and gathering with the followers of the Way, a group that was not sanctioned by the temple leaders, it could mean a real sacrifice. For poor widows, it meant that there would be no more support from the temple welfare system. On account of their faith in Jesus, they lost their income, their livelihood. So it was not just a meaningful gesture when the believers gathered their offerings together and distributed to the poor, widows, and orphans. It was necessary work. Apparently, it was work that was first undertaken by the apostles themselves. Was this work below the dignity of such men of stature? Was it too unimportant for these men? We can see the answer by the way they handled the problem that arose. It appears that there were so many in need that some of the widows were missed, or that's what the grumbling was about. The apostles did not discuss who was at fault, nor were they outraged that their concern for the poor was questioned. There was a real need, and they dealt with that. Choose seven men from among you to take over this work. That was the solution. And just look at the qualifications. Men of good repute, full of the Spirit, full of wisdom. Does that sound like the job was unimportant or lowly? Something anyone could do? And look at the ones who were chosen. Every one of them with Greek names. It was the Greek-speaking widows who were allegedly being neglected, so all of the deacons were chosen from those using Greek, and the Hebrew-speaking widows would also be served by them. So the early church bent over backwards to treat the concerns that were raised. But as important as the work of the deacons was, there was something even more important. The apostles said it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. It was not that waiting on tables was too lowly for them. They had been doing it up till now. It was that serving the Word of God to people was even more important. Nothing that got in the way of that life-giving work was worth it. We can see the importance of this work in the lives of the deacons who were chosen. The only two that are mentioned again in the Bible are Stephen and Philip. Both of them are mentioned, though, in connection with the spreading of the Word of God. It cost Stephen his life, as we'll see in coming chapters. But he found it again. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. So the deacons were chosen. And the outcome of that was the bread distributed more equally. Luke reports, so the word of God spread. That was the most important thing that happened in all of this. Meals are soon over, money soon spent, but the resurrection and the life continue eternally. And that is what you have to share right now and for the rest of your life with your friends, your acquaintances, your children, your grandchildren, any whom the Lord may bring into your sphere, young and old. A man in San Francisco once remarked that nowadays, if your Christianity makes any difference in your life, you are considered too religious. Well, that is our prayer today. God has made us His children in Jesus. May He also make us, in that sense, too religious. Amen. Hymn 786, stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 6. 1, 3, 4, and 6.